Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This comment from Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has raised some eyebrows. He was speaking last week at a forum led by Mike Allen of Axios and was asked about artificial intelligence and its impact on jobs.
In terms of artificial intelligence taking over American jobs, I think we're like so far away from that not even on my radar screen.
How far away?
Far enough that it's...
Seven more years?
Seven more years. I think it's 50 or 100 more years.
50 or 100 more years. Mnuchin's response earned silence from the room and shock from Silicon Valley. For more, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Tony Rahm is senior editor of policy and politics at Recode. He joins us from New York. Hi, Tony.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, tell us more about the response to Mnuchin's comments.
Well, you're absolutely right. A lot of folks were left raising their eyebrows at the Treasury Secretary's remarks about artificial intelligence. This idea that it could be 50 to 100 years shocked a lot of folks in Silicon Valley who have been pouring billions of dollars of research into AI, and to labor experts who have studied this field for a long time. There are plenty of studies out there that show that AI could start to hit the U.S. economy in as few as 10, 20 years, perhaps even within the course of the Trump administration, in changing the way that industries and factories work. So it was sort of surprising to hear someone in the U.S. government say that it was so far on the horizon.
Well, and he did clarify that he saw a difference between artificial intelligence and robotics. What exactly is that difference?
Yeah, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin sort of tried to walk it back and say that robots had taken some U.S. jobs, but robots are part of this general AI field. I mean, AI is a pretty big, broad term that applies to everything from things like self-driving cars and drones that deliver packages on their own to, supercomputers like IBM's Watson that apply very high-powered algorithms to sift through large data sets and find things like disease-spreading patterns. It's a very, very big field, but plenty of the data out there show that the effects of artificial intelligence are already being felt and will be felt very soon within our lifetimes. Just look at some of the data out by PwC, which put out a report just this week that found, by the 2030s or so, about 38% of U.S. jobs are at risk of being touched or affected or disrupted by artificial intelligence. And those jobs weren't just low-wage jobs, the sort of things that we normally might think about in U.S. factories and manufacturing facilities. The PwC report was also talking about the financial services industry. It's everything from the making of cars to the, examination of medical records to, much higher paying jobs like the financial services industry that could very much be disrupted by this field.
To the driving of cars as well. And by the way, also anybody who's gone through a supermarket checkout line recently knows that often the person is not there with you anymore. You just do it yourself with a computer and driving through a toll booth in many cases doesn't exist anymore. It's all done automatically. So a lot of jobs have already gone away.
Yeah, self-driving cars is a big one. Self-driving trucks in particular, we could see some great disruption. There were some studies put out by MIT just within the past few months that polled some experts who said they really felt within the next two decades, we maybe wouldn't see the trucking industry look the way it does right now, that self-driving trucks would largely replace the folks who are driving them manually. Now, that being said, there are a lot of challenges, right? Self-driving cars are very hard to implement, and companies like Google and Uber have faced some difficulty in bringing those things to life. So it's not like AI is this, very easy to do, check the box exercise when it comes to technology. But we're already seeing instances where robots are replacing humans at some jobs. There's more money going into this field. And so it's, reason to think that 50 to 100 years is a bit of a long time horizon.
Well, let's say that Steven Mnuchin had the opposite view and said, this is a real problem and we need to do something about it now. What exactly can you do about AI replacing human jobs?
Well, if Secretary Mnuchin had said it was a problem now, he might have come down closer to where the Obama administration was just about a year or so ago when the White House, under the former president, embarked on a whole review of artificial intelligence and some of the problems it could potentially pose to the U.S. economy. But, even Mnuchin himself sketched out a few ideas as to what the U.S. government could do. He talked a lot about training, about taking those folks who are affected by the rise of AI, who might be out of work, who may not have to pursue the careers of their they're currently pursuing and getting them back into the workforce in different and potentially higher paying U.S. jobs. That being said, that's not easy to do either. Government has to create programs. It has to spend money. That gets Capitol Hill involved. The politics of doing these things are sometimes about as hard as the technology in Silicon Valley. But, you know, Mnuchin did sketch out a pathway to get there, but it really all does involve, you know, more education and potentially more spending by the U.S. government.
And it sounds like it also involves AI is going to take these jobs. You've just got to find another job.
AI potentially is going to take these jobs, and folks may have to consider, pursuing different career paths if that's ultimately the case. And, you know, that being said, I think the Mnuchin situation points to another issue in Washington, and that's this question about what lawmakers and what federal officials do and do not know about technology. Hmm. You know, we constantly hear this from Silicon Valley that folks in the U.S. government just, you know, maybe don't understand enough about the trends in the technology sector. You know, Secretary Mnuchin seems to know a bit about technology. I'm not doubting his expertise here, but I think a lot of folks in the Valley walked away from this thinking, you know, hey, maybe this is an example, yeah, that perhaps there needs to be more education done, because there will be policy challenges, and there will be political challenges too.
We got to leave it right there. Tony Rahm, thank you.
Thanks for having me.